Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. A real quick heads up. Tomorrow is the state fair. It starts tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. We go for 12 consecutive days, and it is a long haul. So the straight starts tomorrow. Let's put it that way. Biblically speaking. And if you get time, please make time. If you don't get the time, make time, because you make time for things that matter. Come over and see us. Folks, we're being spent all day coming out to you. Come down to the grandstand in the Minnesota State Fair, and we are on the bottom floor, third row in. East end of the grandstand. We're going to be there for 12 days in a row. By the way, just showing my friends on social media platforms before the show started, I got these brand new t-shirts just in, and they are now on the store. One of them is the Soldier of the Cross, and it says by Peter Muhlenberg, there is a time for all things, a time to preach, a time to pray, but there's a time also to fight, and that time has now come. You'll have your orders within 3 to 5 days. The book is brand new. Just got this yesterday, The Soldiers of the Cross. Great teaching, easy to understand, folks. I'm bringing it back to the Word of God. Jesus used a child as a model of heaven. He said, unless you become as a little child. We're using Scripture, which brings simplicity. It's not complicated. The only reason people get into deep waters concerning theology, and they try to explain what they can't, it's because they themselves don't understand. The Word of God is not complicated in any sense of the word, friends, okay? Especially when you have the Holy Ghost who illuminates the Word of God. And He brings revelation and so on and so forth, and opening up the Word of God unto us as we eat the bread of life, John 6:35. This is available as well. You'll have your orders within 3 to 5 days. With that said, friends, I want to get right to the show because we've got a lot to cover. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm going to show you some video. You're going to hear the audio in the 159 cities in which we're broadcasting, as well as the 53 countries. By the way, thank you for making us the number one and number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. But I want you to see some things on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the live feed. We're up on the top left. Subscribe. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe. If you want to call in, you can. Stick to the topic, please. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12, John 14:6. Again, you get the point. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. we just highlighted this over the last couple of days, the Simpsons and their predictions over the last how many years. And I shared with you, I am from Minnesota. Matter of fact, I grew up in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. I moved 37 times. And in the process of that, I know very well as to the workings of Inner Minneapolis. And there used to be a magazine called City Pages. On the back of it, they used to have something called Life in Hell. It was called Life in Hell. And now you know it as the Simpsons, okay? So it should come to you as no surprise as to what's behind all of that. Read John 8:44 and John 10:10 when you get a moment, because that's who this guy's father is, no question about it. With that said, friends, the Simpsons have been predicting for 20 years. 20 and some odd years concerning the things that are taking place. So it goes back to there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned. Now, we heard that from the Roosevelts, and I'm talking about President Roosevelt back in the 1930s, and it just shows you that they are literally forecasting everything that's going on here. I want to go back to Hawaii. You guys have been asking a lot about Hawaii coverage. I want to bring it back to that, and then I want to get you caught up as concerning the incoming threat once again from an oppressive government system, which is not government at all in this country. But let's go over to show you now on social media platforms. Again, you'll hear this on audio as well, radio show listeners, as to the predictions that were made concerning the fires in Hawaii. I'm not kidding you at all.
Here we come. Anana Koli Makawani Ana Ona Nana Lula Wak Hawaii.
Hawaii? What about Hawaii? Mo? Who's going to Hawaii? Am I going to Hawaii?
Stop saying Hawaii in there.
This doesn't show criminal intent, friends. Nothing does.
It will focus the sun's beam in a deadly red.
The energy weapons, now the fires.
People at Tianjin Smelting and Mining and Donuts and Tots for neutralizing our wonderful, deadly new lard lead.
So, folks, it shows you the criminal content. I'm sorry, intent. And it also shows you that there is a conspiracy. And again, I don't know where people are getting off thinking that everything that happens is happening by chance, or it's just a theory. Again, that's all water under the bridge. All of the conspiracy theories that we've been told about have now come true. We need more conspiracy theories then for those of you that are lunatic enough to believe that the media that you say that you don't believe, right? 94%, a brand new poll, 94% of the American people now say they don't believe the mainstream media. Where are they getting their information from, friends? The mainstream media. And then when you give them the information that exposes the lie, Luke 12:2, then they act like, well, you know what? If this were true, then that must mean I must respond to the truth, understanding that truth demands a response. I don't want to do that. So I'm just going to go along with the mainstream media that I say that I don't believe in, and I'm going to believe their lies. And then you wonder why, friends, that I continuously tell you that they know how to lie better than most Americans know how to tell the truth, because we see who's prevailing, and the American people are allowing the lies to prevail. Enough, right? Enough. I'm going to come back. I want to show you some more information concerning what's going on in Maui. What I'm about ready to show you should come as to no surprise to anybody. Again, just showed you that it was pre-planned. The Simpsons are predicting and predicted the fires in Hawaii and energy weapons that were used. They did this years ago. Now it happens, and the American people are trying to figure out what's going on. It's called conspiracy. 1-866-582-9933.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth. And we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, Patriot Group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We just took the time to show you that the Simpsons predicted the fires in and energy attacks there in Hawaii. And now it's happened. They've done this, what I believe, 31 or 32 times now, as if to suggest they're just predicting these things. No, they're forecasting them. And I revert back to that of Roosevelt, what he said back in the 30s. If anything happens in politics, you can bet it's first planned that way. And, folks, here we are. And I want to bring you over and give you some more information concerning what's going on in Hawaii and just to kind of show you and help the people in Hawaii because their narrative's being suppressed and it's being censored again, friends. And they're pushing forward on more censorship. And George Washington again warned you Americans that if you allow them to do this, you will be as sheep led to the slaughter. This is where they're aiming to bring you, friends. Don't doubt a thing that I'm telling you. Judge them by their fruit. Matthew 7. I want to go ahead and play this next piece concerning Maui and who's profiting from Maui. I also want to open your eyes. If I need to pry them, I'll do so. But I want to help you understand to see and hear as to how the mainstream media is actually teaching you to love your oppressors. You're going to get it right here. Check this out.
And many more things that are going on behind the scenes that will leave you either raising your eyebrow or pointing your finger. Be sure to watch until the very end to see some things you certainly will not want to miss.
And at some point, I will make this is Oprah. After all of the smoke and ashes have settled.
Yes, she's profiting from it, folks.
What the rebuilding is going to look like. This is going to be a long and difficult process.
Oprah has been one of the top trending topics on Twitter this week, and we're looking into why that is. Let's start off with Matt Wallace's viral tweet that said, Oprah Winfrey has been buying up land in Maui like crazy. A 520-acre plot for $3.89 million.
Always see who profits from the crisis.
Acres for $2.47 million. Two 10-acre swaths of land for $100,000 each last year. In the last few years, she has gone from about 100 acres of land in Maui to over 1,000 acres. Then, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a fire comes and destroys many homes near her, but her land remains untouched. Sound familiar? In 2017, an extremely deadly fire destroyed many homes near Oprah's Montecito mansion, but her property remained untouched.
Listen
after
carefully.
2017, Oprah continued expanding her land in Montecito to over 70 acres, including buying a four-acre complex in 2019.
Boy, those crises sure do work for the bad people, don't they, folks?
After that 2017 fire, wake up. Oprah's CBS media crew was denied entry into a Hawaiian wildfire shelter. However, someone inside captured footage of Oprah handing out supplies for displaced Maui residents.
Now, this is Oprah walking around allegedly helping people. The people don't realize she's profiting from this crisis. That's what this video is, this audio is. It comes to a confirmation right there.
Wallace also tweeted, locals in Maui were refusing to sell their land to the elites. The part of the island mainly destroyed by the fires was prime area right next
prime
to
area.
Mega mansions. Now, a lot of those locals are forced to sell their land, and many tragically died in the flames. Oprah Winfrey has a luxury mansion in Maui. It's completely fine. Jeff Bezos has a luxury mansion in Maui. It's completely fine. Lady Gaga has a luxury mansion in Maui. It's completely fine. Bill Gates has a luxury mansion in Maui. It's completely fine. Morgan Freeman has a luxury mansion in Maui. It's completely fine. Will Smith has a luxury mansion in Maui. It's completely fine. Julia Roberts has a luxury mansion in Maui. It's completely fine. How did the fire know to avoid the most expensive mansions?
I don't know, y'all.
See, folks, so you got to kind of put two and two together, but the Lord will bring all things to light if you're paying attention to the things that you need to pay attention to, because the pieces are there. And I got to say, for the record, friends, I'm not throwing this together to make a puzzle. I'm just saying this is the history of the same people that we continuously put up. One of the things that I just shared with you right before I played that video was, it's a quote by Malcolm X. Love him or hate him, he was exactly right. As a matter of fact, I believe that the Lord was going to get to him before he was assassinated by the CIA, and that being the vessel would have been Martin Luther King Jr. That was actually the preacher that Malcolm X was looking to. But that's a different story. But do remember, Malcolm X said this, and listen carefully, friends. If you're not careful, the newspapers, the media will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. Is that what's happening? Absolutely. Everybody thinks Oprah's just this harmless friend to America, friends. She's being implicated in a lot of things right now. She's being exposed as one that is helping child traffickers. Well, you can say to yourself, well, Bradley, that's just so far out there. That's exactly what they want you to think. And time again, I've continuously reiterated the point. That's why they do what they do, because you don't think the way that they think. They think that if they do the unthinkable, you would never accuse them of what they are in fact guilty of. And so then, or should I say, hence, that's how they get away with what they get away with. Now, I want to bring you over to Maui again. This is per request of the American people, because a lot of information is being suppressed and censored again by mainstream media and big tech companies concerning the things that are actually taking place. So let's get back to some more of this video, and I want to play it out so you can see more of what's going on here, okay? Because it gets crazier and crazier. And this is in Maui, so check it out for yourself.
Now that I have shared my story about Hurricane Katrina.
Okay, so they're using energy weapons is what they're using, friends.
Like,
and they're being caught on video.
A series of videos that have just recently come out.
And you can't make these things up. It's caught on video. And a picture is worth 1,000 words. How much more a video?
Parallels with Hurricane Katrina.
The night before the fire started in Lahaina,
paradise.
The winds were blowing severely. They're blaming climate change on this, but this is the World Economic Forum that's actually driving that narrative. And I played some video on that yesterday. But it's showing the winds just out of nowhere picking up in Maui to the extremes.
Oh, look at that. Oh. Oh.
It's amazing what people catch. And this is the stuff that the enemy never expects that you'll see. But here we are again, exposing another conspiracy, in fact.
As you can see over here, all these power lines have snapped now. We were looking at them earlier.
And just literally came down on cars. Four poles just came down.
I do have to say, for those that are listening right now, it's amazing how my numbers are cut in half right now by and for showing you this information. My numbers on live video are the lowest I've ever seen on Rumble. So the fires allegedly started, never before seen video. Remember the water was shut off. Remember the sirens weren't set off by those that were given the authority to do so to warn the people. They're showing the fires at night. They're showing some of the people with hoses in their hands trying to stop the fires. And remember, the water was shut off. So the outside of some of the homes are being lit up by these fires. Remember where these fires took place. That's what's important for you to understand. This was prime land. This is land that the state wanted. The governor said it. They want to revert that land over to the state. There's a lot of people in Maui standing up against what the state was trying to do during that particular time. And, folks, this goes on. And this goes on. This is footage that nobody has seen outside of the outlets that they have been placed on. And so we're taking the time to actually pick it up and share it with you because, again, people need the information as to what is happening there. You know, this is an island in the middle of nowhere, friends, and it's surrounded by nothing but water. And if you look at, and if you've ever been to Maui before, you'll understand why so many people are distraught about what's going on here, and they're pointing the finger back at the government for what's taking place here. And again, always remember the pill and the jam. Who profits from the crisis? Who profits from the crisis? That's what you have to think about. You have plenty of experience with that over the last 3 years, Americans. Yeah, don't close your eyes to the obvious here. But it goes on, and it goes on. This is in Lahaina. I know the area.
This is just 1 minute.
Yeah, it took 1 minute to get to that point. So somebody, you know, another thing to consider here too, friends, is this video goes on. Another thing to consider, we showed you video concerning the fires in Canada and how they were being started by helicopters. We showed the video of the helicopters starting the fires, okay? Same thing in California. And what does the media do? Oh, this is climate change. No, it's not. It has nothing to do with it. We've been here for 6,000 years. All of a sudden, we need to do what God is doing in the sense of what he's done in creating. He said it's established. So let's leave.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Police in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania are responding to what's being called an active shooting situation. Allegheny County Sheriff's deputies were serving an eviction notice in the city's Garfield neighborhood when the person inside opened fire. More than 100 rounds are said to have been fired. Nearby homes have been evacuated. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani is in Georgia to turn himself into authorities. Giuliani, former President Trump, and 17 others have been indicted on racketeering charges for allegedly trying to overturn the 2020 election.
I'm a big boy. I can take it. I fought battles much worse than this, against people much tougher than them.
Giuliani says he's confident the case will turn out in his favor. Yevgeny Prigozhin, the leader of the mercenary group that marched on Moscow in June, is said to have been on the passenger list of a plane that crashed in Russia. That's according to the Russian Civil Aviation Authority. Russian state media reports the leader was killed. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, so I want you to pay attention. I'm going to break this down. I hope I did a service to my friends in Maui. And again, we have these people, my friends from Honolulu and the Maui area and the other islands are reaching out to us and saying we need some help here because they're censoring free speech. They don't want this information out. Look who's capitalizing from these fires. Well, another thing that's come to my attention, and I'm doing my best, friends, to really pay attention to what matters the most, but I do want to revert back to this. Three years ago, before the pandemic, I've got the articles posted. I can go and cross-check everything I'm telling you here. And I've had these happen several times, and every time I've had them, as a matter of fact, I just remember calling up a couple. This was probably about 6 months ago. And I woke up, and it was a family member, and I had had a dream. And I know when the difference is between a fleshly dream and this a dream that the Lord gives. And He gives those to me every once in a great while. Not trying to call attention to myself, but I do believe I have the Holy Ghost. The gifts of the Spirit are still intact. Read 1 Corinthians 12. And I woke up that morning, and I told my wife, I said, I just seen so-and-so in a car accident, and I can see exactly how it's going to happen. And she had got on the phone and shared with her family members as to the dream that I just had. And they already knew the gift here anyways, and so they just kind of forgot about it. But I said, you really need to be praying over yourselves and put the blood of Christ over you. Well, about a month and a half ago, maybe a little bit longer than that, we get a phone call, and those two people were in a car accident, and I called them up, and I said, do you remember that dream? And they said, yep, I remember the dream. I said, I can tell you what happened in that dream, because I can still see it. When the Lord gives you something prophetically, He'll give it back to you again. And you can just literally look at it like it's a movie being played out. That's how gifting works here. And I said to them, I said, the car came from the left, and I said, I seen you during this time where you turned and someone went inside. And I feared for the people. That's how bad that crash was. And he said, that's exactly what happened. I said, well, that was the dream that I had, and I just wanted to share that with you. And now, obviously, it's happened. They ended up in the hospital for like 3 or 4 days. And so the gifting here and the faithfulness of God to us is very, very accurate prophetically. And again, I'm not trying to cause or bring attention to myself. I'm not one of those guys. I rarely share this kind of stuff with anybody. But if you remember right, I did share this with you, and I felt that I was supposed to unload it on you, and it was that of a tsunami. And I, again, it's online on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go back to the beginning, right before the pandemic. The plandemic is because that's what it was. And I remember I woke up, and when you get dreams from the Lord, you always wake up fearful because you know the reality of what he just showed you. Read the Word of God, okay? And I shared with all of my listeners, I said, listen, there's a tsunami. I can see it coming in. And if you know tsunamis, friends, they just destroy everything in their path. And again, this was right before the pandemic, the plandemic. And I said, what I see is I see the tsunami coming in, and I see the first wave come in. It was pretty small. And I see the second one coming in, which was higher than the first one. And I knew what the first one was because right after the first 2 weeks, here's Anthony Fauci, the repeat criminal, coming in and saying, hey, let's just go ahead and put masks on to curb this pandemic, as he called it, right? And I call him a repeat criminal because that's exactly what he is. If people would pay attention to the history of this criminal, he should have been dealt with a long time ago by the American justice system. But because we haven't dealt with him, and that was a part of the dream, I see the first wave come in. And I shared that with you. I said, I see a second one coming in. It's bigger than that. And then it went from masks to, remember the masks didn't work, and then all of a sudden they worked? Then the pill in the jam was vaccines. And I knew they were coming, and I shared that with you, that that was the next wave. And I told the American people, and I told those that would listen, if you don't stop it after the second wave, the third one's going to come in, and it's going to destroy. And I knew that's what a tsunami does. Okay, it's an earthquake under the water. And so now here we are again because the American people didn't bring justice to the likes of a Bill Gates, to the WHO, to the CDC, to the father of the vaccine, Donald Trump, to that of Joe Biden, and everybody else that profited from these crises, that it was going to continuously go forward. Well, guess what, friends? That's exactly what's happening. And I want to show you that's exactly what's happening because I knew that if we didn't deal with them, they were going to come back at it again. They're going to regroup, go ahead and play all my shows. You're going to hear me say it 15 times over the last month that they're going to regroup, they're going to reengage, and now people are worried about what is in fact happening. This show host... I know very little of, so I'm not going to go off his credibility in any sense of the word. But this Mark Morano guy is saying to you the same things that I've been saying to you for years. Yet the difference is this is brand new information. He's parroting what I've been telling you for 3 years, what this ministry's been telling you for 3 years. So I want you to hear it, and I want you to pay careful attention to the details, friends, because they're going to try it again, and now is the time that they're going to try it again.
In the book, I quote a BBC historian that goes back to the Roman Empire that sent into the Roman Republic through the Middle Ages. They used emergency powers. In other words, crisis. We need to seize power. We need to have no dissent because we're facing a crisis. So through the Middle Ages, through the Germany, 1930s, think back to 9/11 when we had, and we're still living under that, by the way, that George W. Bush, 9/11, essentially terrorist emergency, gets extended by every president. Joe Biden just extended it. That, of course, brought on domestic surveillance of U.S. citizens, which later, you know, would be parents would be considered domestic terrorists by the Justice Department. All that's a legacy of the 9/11 Emergency Powers Act. Then you had the COVID a declaration of emergency, which just ended only because the Republican Congress forced Biden's hand and a few Democrats. That just ended in March of this year. Years of that. And what do they want to do next? using this fear. Joe Biden is being urged by AOC, by Senator Markey, by Senator Schumer in New York,
all plants,
to declare a national climate emergency. Again, this is similar to the COVID, similar to the 9/11 type emergencies. And Biden, the Center for Biological Diversity, estimated last summer that this would give Biden 130 new executive powers. But not just Biden, mayors, governors, they would have the power potentially to say there's a climate emergency. We're going to have gas station odd even days. We're going to limit car travel. We're going to shut off, you know, travel.
They have no authority constitutionally to do any of this, friends, might I remind you.
We're operating under the emergency. We have 130 new executive.
Listen carefully.
You see how this works?
Health emergency.
Yeah, and this is.
So, health emergency.
Exactly, the health, just like the health emergency. So throughout history, the ruling class has always tried to find reasons why the rest of us can't be free. And you are spot on when fear is the number one tool that they use to convince us. Fear of terrorism, fear of a virus, fear of a climate. And only they, the experts, the expertocracy in which we live, can impose this upon us, because they think if left to our own devices, we'll create inequity, racism, environmental destruction.
Okay, so friends, did you listen carefully as to what he said? Did he not equate this to Germany? Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Remember, it was for your health, Adolf Hitler said, right? For your health. That was how he stripped the people of Germany from their God-given rights. Well, listen, I don't have, and I'm not a big, huge fan. I don't not like Dr. Scott Jensen. I don't trust Dr. Scott Jensen. He is a politician. I've seen him play the jellyfish over and over and over again. But I do understand that he said stuff before he ran for the gubernatorial candidacy in the state of Minnesota, which was, it was relevant, and it was good stuff. And that's why at first we really kind of got alongside of him in his efforts. And then once we started to see him play the politician, we bailed. And then once he wouldn't stand for life, we called him out and we got away from him. Okay? Either you're on the Lord's side or you're not. We're not going to play the fraternizers here. And that it's okay to have one foot in and one foot out when it comes to the word of the Lord. Absolutely not. That's a dangerous game. You're going to get shot from both sides, from the spiritual and the natural, and it's not going to end in a good way for you in any sense of the word. The reason I'm bringing this up, friends, is because Dr. Scott Jensen just had said, this is what he said, quote, I'm going to give you the quote, okay? He said, it feels like once again we're in the infant stages of another nightmare with new bubbling up about an emerging new pandemic. Memories of 2020 are once again arising. Will they try it again? He said, you bet. As a matter of fact, he's suing the attorney general in the state of Minnesota right now for calling him into question in questioning the pandemic and its narrative. Now, I want to say this because it's important that you understand this. And I'm going to come back to Scott in a moment. And I don't mean to be scatterbrained here, friends, but this is how I think on a couple different levels here, right? I want you to understand that the President of the United States of America has zero delegated authority from we the people to shut down anything. That's not the purpose of government. It's not for him to create and assume authority that's never been delegated to him by we the people. He is a representative of the law in keeping the people safe, right? In upholding the law, condemning the wicked, and justifying the righteous. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Governors do not have a constitutional authority to attack small businesses, to tell you to put a mask on, to tell you what you can do and what you can't do when it comes to this created pandemic. They have zero authority. We've highlighted federal judges, we've highlighted state judges over the last 3 years, and either the American people are going to obey the law or they're going to obey their tyrants, okay? Kings will be tyrants from policy when subjects are rebels from principles, said Edmund Burke. So now is the test, now is the time, when we see these things on the horizon, to pull away the authority that's never been given unto them and put them in the seat where they have to answer the questions that they never answer. Where did you extract your authority to undermine the Constitution? They don't have it. We're going to come right back to this.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our
work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I want to show you, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to show you how they're driving this narrative, how they're getting away with this narrative, okay? Because many people right now are saying that they're going to go ahead and start it up again. And I'm here to tell you right now, I got the shirt on, friends. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Romans 12:21, which precedes Romans 13. It's now time for the American people, not to only stand up and resist, but to stand up and to lawfully deal with these criminals that are driving these propaganda narratives which do not exist, and you know they don't exist. You know all the well they don't exist. Don't pretend with them. This is criminal, friends, and I told you they were going to regroup, and I'm highlighting right now as to Jensen talking about this is what they're doing. They're regrouping right now, an emerging new pandemic. Are you going to put up with this? I've had several people tell me, Bradley, they're going to do it again. I said, well, let them go ahead and do whatever they're going to do again. I'm not complaining. Not one inch am I going to give them. During the last 3 years of their created crisis, friends, I didn't give them one inch. I continuously went out and did what I was commanded by God to do in the face of the tyrants. Because we're not asking the devil for permission to obey God in any sense of the word. Hey, friends, instead of highlighting the narrative of these devils that you allow to control you, why don't you do yourself a favor and obey the Lord and stand up against these tyrants and lawfully deal with them? That's why the tsunami's coming again. That's why it's never stopped, because you've let them regroup. You didn't bring justice and judgment upon the heads of the devils. Hey, folks, it's time for you to stand up. That's what it is. It's time for the American people to stand up and say no more. And put a stop to all of it, because once you deal with the corrupt that are incumbent, Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 of the U.S. Constitution, you shut that door, special interest has no way in anymore. You know, that's why I'm humored by when people talk about the deep state. The deep state's doing this and the deep state's doing that. No, they're not. There is no such thing as a deep state. It's the politicians advocating for special interest groups. And the problem is you like them enough to believe their lies instead of dealing with the fact that they're responsible for opening up the doors and advocating their agendas. Hey, folks, abortion. Who advocates abortion? How many presidents, just for an example, how many presidents have continuously told the American people on the presidential campaign trails that they're going to shut it down? And when they get there, they do the opposite. Every single one of them. That's just one topic. Just one topic. But what they do, friends, is tell you what you want to hear until they get in there. But they're doing the biddings of special interest groups. You deal with them, it all stops. You send the message that you're not going to tolerate crime, it all stops. Isaiah 26, verse 9. When the judgments of the Lord are upon us in this earth, the inhabitants will learn righteousness. Not until then. You can backbone that, friends, with Isaiah 51, verse 4, Isaiah 26, verse 9, period. Okay? I want to show you how they're getting away with all of this. I just told you at the beginning of the show, I noticed right off the bat that the numbers of the show concerning the content are completely shut down. They're half. They've been cut in half again. Americans, that's aimed at you, not at me. This last week, I highlighted some information concerning the 35 jihadi camps in America and how another Muslim just attempted to do a mass murder spree in North Dakota, and I showed the video. I did an article on that. You know what Facebook did? They sent to my friends a dangerous individual and or a dangerous organization. I called up our attorney with that. I appended it to him, and I called him, and I said, is this defamation? He said, absolutely it's defamation. He said, Bradley, but what they're going to do is they're going to just sit there and lie about it, and then they're going to send it over to the district courts in California, and he said it will die there. Why? Because the American people are putting up with corrupt judges that are tearing away at our law and giving cover for those that are conspiring against us. Again, that's way out there. I don't think it is way out there anymore, as a matter of fact, now that I think about it. But look at this, friends. Did you see this? Right on time. They're gearing up to do it again, friends. YouTube announces new policies to target medical misinformation. In other words, anything that contradicts the narrative of the WHO. Pay attention as to how they're doing this, friends, and the timing of all this. They're setting the stage again. The only way they get away with any of this is because of the illegal censorship taking place in this country. The mainstream media went right along with it. Fox went right along with it. Hey, folks, they went right along with the narrative. That includes your favorite conservative talking heads. Okay, and I've said this before. I'll say it again. It's not so much what Fox says that shouldn't bother you. What should bother you is what they don't say. That's what should bother you. But this is how they're doing what they're doing and getting away with what they're getting away with. They're censoring anybody that speaks out against their criminal agenda. Once they shut you up, Washington was exactly right. You will be as sheep led to the slaughter. You will be. You are. That's how they're getting away with this. Hey, what happened to your First Amendment? Look at how your First Amendment's under attack. Look at January 6th, friends. Look at all the information that's been disclosed to the American people concerning the fact that the government never had any evidence of any of that, but yet there's 350 people incarcerated out of the 950 that have been illegally arrested for exercising their First Amendment right. Folks, this an injustice done anywhere is an injustice done everywhere. It's going to come to your front door. And that's where they mean to bring it, as they continuously break down the laws so they can allow themselves free access to play the dictators in all of our lives. Folks, it's not just me. I'm just the guy standing up in the front trying to warn every one of you as to what's coming if you don't put a stop to this. If you don't put a stop to this. GCN, I see the callers up online, but I see no names. I see no area as to where they're calling from. So if you could do that for me, I would greatly appreciate it. Getting a lot of information. I want to say this, too, now that I got you for a couple more minutes. I just want to reiterate the point. I am amazed at the people that call themselves Christians that never bring the answers. They'll just highlight the, look what they're going to do again. Look what they're going to do again. Look what they're going to do again. Live your life where they're worried about how you live your life. Never live your life where the enemy doesn't fear you, said a Navy SEAL. He was exactly right. And mean it. And mean what you say. When I see conversations, oh, it's coming again, and this is what they're going to do, and that's what they're going to do. They're only going to do it if you let them get away with it. I remember Martin Luther King Jr. rightly said, listen, why do you let them walk on your backs? Why do you let them sit on your backs? He said, stand up and get them off your back. You can't help a people that refuse to help themselves. I think of Jonah 2:8, which comes to my aid right now. They that forsake their own mercies, what does that mean? They forsake their own mercies, what? Those that observe lying vanities, as if to suggest to yourself and to deceive yourself into believing that this is not aimed at you and your children. If that's the case, you are losing your mind, my friends. What we see in this country is not American government. What we see is a government of oppression and fear. Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, this is what they're doing in a big way and have been doing, and there's only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly, it's going to get worse, repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. That's not American government, friends. Hey, folks, it's clear. Your said representatives already are acting way outside of the fact that this is a representative form of government. We have never given them delegated authority to act in such a fashion that they are. So therefore, we, the people who are the government under God in this country, must lawfully take it back. I desire reformation, not revolution. They're the ones creating revolution. That's what communists do. But there's a righteous sense to this, too. And William Booth comes to my aid when he said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And the only thing that you have to do to trouble the present today, friends, is to obey the Lord and hold to his word and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. America needs to repent. And when they're repentant and they're empowered by the Holy Ghost, I don't need to get up on the radio and tell you what you need to do, because you're already going to be led by the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14, to do it. Okay? We have a country to save, Americans. Our brothers and our sisters are in trouble around us. We're in trouble. We just don't realize it yet. Many people are waiting for the war to start. They don't realize that the war has been started all along. Americans, your said representatives need to answer the questions, and you need to hold them to it. Where are you deriving your authority from to implement that which is in contradiction to the U.S. Constitution? And when they can't answer it, you're going to see that I've been telling you exactly what the Constitution and the Word of God have been saying all along. Love you. Bye.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.